Repetition in Reish Samaches. I'm talking about Shabbos davening and mistakes that can come up in Shabbos davening. I'm hoping we're going to do Reish. We have to cover ground now because we're behind. I'm hoping, I don't know if it's practical. Reish Ayin Aleph is where the action starts in terms of Kiddush. I don't know if we'll start, if we don't start Thursday, then we'll start Sunday. Bezrat Hashem. That's very super exciting. Simon. And Hashem's help, we will get there soon. Okay. Reish Samaches Aleph. Omer Vayechulu B'tfilas Arvis. So we say Vayechulu. Emar, why? The Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yud Tes. Mishabur brings down, like the Mishabur Siv Katan Aleph. Omer Vayechulu. The Omer Rav Hamnuna. Kol HaMispal of Omer Vayechulu. Whoever davens and says Vayechulu. Ki ilu nasa shutov l'kadosh baruch hu b'maaseh bereishis. It's huge. He becomes a partner with Hashem in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Why? Al tikri vayechulu that he finished ela vayechalu. Perish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somehow the grammar becomes Lashon Rabbim and connects us to Hashem in his completion of creation. Umikamakam b'di'evet im lo amaro imachzir nasal. So, but the evidence, if a person didn't say Vayechulu in Shmoneh Esrei, he will not repeat Shmoneh Esrei. V'kol shekein lididan. Now, Dirshu points out from the Chayyadam, and Rechaim Kanyesin says this is a Dabar Pasha, therefore the Mishnah didn't bother saying it. If you catch yourself before you say the Bracha, for some reason you missed it, whatever, it's not a very common scenario, but if you missed it, then you would go back and say, as long as you didn't say Mekadesh HaShabbat, you would go back and say Vayechulu. That's the Chayyadam. Rechaim said, they asked Rechaim, why didn't the Mishnah say that? Because it's Pasha. That's part of the Bracha. If you didn't finish the Bracha, you go back to the beginning and say it properly. But once you said the bracha, so it's finished with the evid yoyotze. And kol shekein lididan, the omri b'kiddush vayechulu. So I guess vayechulu sounds like from here was a later addition to the Friday night kiddush. But lemaisa, we say vayechulu in kiddush. So if you didn't say it in Shmoneh Esrei, it's okay. He's saying kavachomer, meaning even at a time period where they didn't say vayechulu in kiddush, it's still not ma'akiv. Kind of. It's not like you don't really need to make it up, but yeah. Look, we say it three times. We're gonna get there. We say it in Shmoneh Esrei, then we say it after Shmoneh Esrei, then we say it in Kiddush. Okay. Benusach ata kiddush tzarich lafsik ma'at ben l'shmecha l'tachlis. Do you have a sitter? For what? Okay. Here's Friday night Shmecha. You sanctified Yom HaShvi'i L'Shmecha. Pause. That's why there's a parenthesis. Comma. Thank you. Tachlis Ma'aseh Shemayim V'aretz. So Shabbos is the Tachlis. It sounds like the purpose of the creation of Shemayim V'aretz. But if you don't put a pause, it looks like, you know, you sanctified Yom HaShvi'i L'Shmecha Tachlis. I don't know. I'm not such a grammarian, but it says to pause. Kedei shu kechol zeh lamala chas v'shom v'chein b'vayichulu yafzik b'en elokim b'en es. So the mem sofit and the aleph, it looks like elokim meis chas v'shom, right? Elokim es. If you do it fast, sounds like the mem is going both ways. So in general, by Kriya Shema, you know, not to do that because you're supposed to enunciate your words. But when you have elokim es, if you say it fast, it sounds like Chas V'Shalom Hashem died. Elokim Eis. So that's a problem. Hamidik Lomar B'Lel Shabbos V'Yinu Chuba U'Vayom V'Yinu Chuvo U'Mincha V'Yinu Chuvam. I don't know how many of us noticed that, recognize that. Here, Friday night V'Yinu Chuvo Yisrael Mekadosh Shemecha Baruch Adon Mekadosh Shabbos. Each tefillah, it's free. Vo and Vam. Okay, right. That's Siv Aleph. Siv Beis. Siv Beis is based on the Gemara V'Yam Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph. Gemara says, someone's davening. Then he remembers, this is sometimes, you know, if you usually daven, let's say, late Mincha or late Maariv, and one day you end up davening earlier, it could happen that a guy he forgot that he davened today early and he starts davening again. So if he catches himself in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he stops right then and there. Meaning, in theory, a person can daven twice. He can make a tefillas nedava. If it's not Shabbos, just like you can have an optional korban, you can have an optional tefillah. That's only if you start. And Lamai said we don't do that because we're space cadets and halavai, we should daven properly, you know, three times a day. We're supposed to daven, and therefore we don't do it a fourth time. But that's only in theory. That's only if you start with a tefillas nedava. I can't start my shemoneh esrei thinking it's a regular shemoneh esrei, and in the middle of rifa'inu, I realize I already davened mincha, and now I want to shift gears from a tefillas chova to a tefillas nedava. That does not work. Okay, that's not our sugya. Anyway, the Gemara uses that and asks on that question. This is our sugya. Amar Rav Nachman, Kevin be Rabba Baravua. When we were by Rabba Baravua, ba'an mine. We asked of him the following question. Hani b'nei bei rav. People, I don't know. In the Beis Mishnah, the toe, if they make a mistake, and instead of davening a Shabbos Shemona Esrei, they daven a weekday Shemona Esrei, Dito, they made a mistake. Umat kiri d'chol b'Shabbos. And they mention chol on Shabbos. That means you're supposed to go into a Shabbos Shemona Esrei, but you go into a chol Shemona Esrei. Ma'u shigmaru. What do you do? You're in the middle of atachone, automatic pilot. I mean, we'll see the automatic pilot's a little bit complicated, but and you realize, it's Shabbos, and I'm in the middle of the first bracha. So I could be in the middle of the fifth bracha, depending on how spacey a person is, right?
Clapped.
Right, like, right, very good. So Amar Lan, he said to us, Gomrin kol osa bracha. He should finish the entire bracha. Okay, so it's used as a question, which is not a sugya. The Gemara gives an answer. But what's relevant for us, and this is the makor of Siv Beis, is that if you start a Chol Shemoneh Esrei, Shabbos, you finish the bracha that you're up to. Now, there's a machlokas rishonim. Some say it's only the first bracha, but the Shulchan Aruch is going to pass it. Doesn't matter what bracha, even if you're clapping, you finish the bracha.
The problem isn't.
Hold on a second. Oh, we have to give the answer. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let us finish the answer. So Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. So now Gemara is answering that question. What's the difference between davening a Chol Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, where we said you finished the bracha, and where I already davened, and I'm accidentally davening again, and then we say you stop in the middle of the bracha? So Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. There's no comparison. Hasam on Shabbos, Gavra Bar Chiyuvahu. The man is, he's chayav to daven. He didn't daven yet. It's a very interesting terminology that we would never use if Chazal didn't use it. For Kavod Shabbos, Chazal did not burden us and bother us to daven the lengthy 19 bracha Shemoneh Esrei. It's a funny lesson. I don't exactly get it, but that's what I said. But in the case you already davened, so he's not a bar chiyuva. But in the first case, he's a bar chiyuva. Yeah. What's your question?
Problem isn't the first bracha. First bracha is the same. And Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos.
No, I'm talking about the first of the middle brachas. The first three brachas are the same. I'm talking about the first of the middle atachoni.
Right. But when a person starts davening, he knows it's Shabbos.
Okay. We're gonna get into all these permutations. Very good. So let's see now. Reish Samaches Beis. Im ta'a. You made a mistake. Vitzchil tefillas achol, and he started a chol Shemoneh Esrei instead of a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. What that means is the middle brachas, right? The first three brachas are the same. We're talking about the middle brachas. Gomer osa bracha shenitzka ba sheta'a. He remembers in the middle of atachonein, so he finishes the bracha. And then umatcha shel Shabbos, and then you go back to atakidashta. Lo shna, here the Shulchan Aruch is paskening, it doesn't make a difference. There are Rishonim, the Beis Yosef brings down, I forgot who it is, one of the Rishonim says only the first bracha. No, lo shna, it doesn't matter, nizga bebirkas atachonein. If he recognizes the mistake in the first of the middle brachas, lo shna, nizga bebracha achas mishara brachas. Doesn't matter if he remembered in refa'inu, it doesn't make a difference. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in that machlokas rishonim. There's no difference between the first bracha and the other brachas. Now there's another machlokas rishonim where the Shulchan Aruch is less taking aside but bringing down the machlokas rishonim. Which Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei are we talking about? Says the Shulchan Aruch, bein ba'arvis, bein b'shachris, musaf u'mincha. All of them, even musaf. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh Amrim." There's a bunch of Rishonim who say, "Dibe Musaf Posek Efid Emtzah Bracha." The Musaf is different. Okay, the Mishabura is going to spell out the Nekudas Tamachokas. What are they arguing about? But we have a Stam and Yesh Omrim, but the Mishnah Berurah is going to pass. Usually we pass on Stam and Yesh Omrim, Melachik is Stam. Like the first, you know, regular opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. That's more the mainstream opinion. The Yesh Omrim, there's like a smaller, secondary opinion. However, over here, the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Sif Katan Hey, the Chayim Pasku Achronim. The Achronim paskin like the second opinion. Mishum Safek Bracha Levatala. Because according to those that say that you have no business, at least a Musaf, we said, on Shabbos, really, you could have all the whole Shmoneh Esrei. The whole 19 Brachah Shmoneh Esrei and Shabbos, you could do. Elamai, are we going to... Let's see, there's a lot of background here in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's just see it inside. Mishnah Berurah have cut on Beis. So he said that he accidentally starts the middle Chol Brachos of Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. Hatamhu, and he should finish the bracha. Why? Well, there should be no kesher. No, and this is based on this gemara that we just saw in Chafal. Really, on Shabbos we should be davening all 18 brachas or 19 brachas, just like Yom Chol. And really, ulahatzik knusha sayam ba'avod k'mo brosh chodesh v'chodesh amoid. And just like we have a yale v'yavo. Right after Ritzei for Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, we should have a Yalav Yavo for Shabbos. V'rak mishum Kavod Shabbos lo atchachu Rabbanan. For Kavod Shabbos, Chazal did not burden us. V'tiknu bracha achas emtzos l'Shabbos, and therefore they instituted a special middle bracha, special for Shabbos. But since really Me'ikar Adin, all 18 brachas are shayach to be said on Shabbos, we don't do it. But b'di'evit, if you started one of the middle brachas, she'itzchel that bracha, gomra, you should finish it. Why? She'iru yom min adin, because min adin, you can say that bracha. It's shayach, it's relevant to Shabbos as well. V'achakach matzchel that bracha, miyuchedus to Shabbos, and afterwards you go to the beginning of the Shabbos brachas, Shabbos bracha, ata kidashta.
Not like saying
Ritzei
on Yom Chol.
Right. Very good. Right. Okay, now there is two important notes over here. Okay. So one of the questions one can have over here, which Yeshu points out, is we have a rule that we don't ask for bakashas on Shabbos. So it sounds like from here, the reason that we don't daven all Shmoneh Esrei is not because you're not allowed to ask for Refuah Shleimah for Aunt Tilly, and you're not allowed to ask for Parnasa, and you're not allowed to ask for all the things that we ask in the 13 middle brachas. Right? Because otherwise it would say it's not Shabbos. We don't ask for Bakash, it's not Shabbos. It doesn't say that. It says this strange phrase, Lo Atchachu Rabbanim. So why not? We have a rule, we don't ask for bakashas on Shabbos. So he says, here it's, once it's a nusach ha-tfilah, it's not called a bakasha. Bakasha is, I have my personal bakasha that I should win the lottery and that I shouldn't do on Shabbos. But once it's a nusach ha-bracha that we say consistently in tfilah, that's not relevant. And an interesting point, this is much less common, but if the Shliach Tzibur would make a mistake, so then they say, no, they didn't appoint him to get up there, and he's a Shaliach to do things right, not to do things wrong. If he makes a mistake, this halach is not relevant to him, he should stop and go right into the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei.
We can make our mistakes by ourselves, we don't need him for that.
Right. Okay, again, Reish Samachas Beis. Im Tov Itzchut Tfilas Achol, you started Tfilas Chol. He should finish the bracha, Shinizka, but they didn't remember. Shetom Atzchut Shal Shabbos, then go into Shabbos. Lo Shna Nizkar in the first bracha, Lo Shna Ba Bracha Achas, Mishar Brachas. And then, which one asks is this relevant to? According to the first opinion, the Stam opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, Bein Ba'arvis, Bein Mishachas, Musaf Amincha, relevant to all of them. The Yeshar, maybe it's not relevant to Musaf. Musaf is a different type of Shmoneh Esrei altogether. The Musaf posts to get through the Emtza Bracha. Mishra Sivkat Tandal, the Yeshar, the Musaf. Because this opinion holds, the Sfirlu, the Musaf, the Shaykh, Klaat, the Yeshar, the Bracha. Musaf is no Shaykh, no connection to the 18 Brachas. The Af Bechol, we have Musaf, we just have Musaf. I'm a little confused because I just got off a plane, but I think yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. Was yesterday Rosh Chodesh here? Okay, yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. So we dive in Musaf. The Musaf also only had 7 brachas. 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end, 1 in the middle. So Musaf has no connection to the 18 brachas. Not during the week, and certainly not on Shabbos. And therefore you stop right away. The Af Bechol, we see Ein Omrim Rak Sheva Brachos. L'kach Posek Afilu B'Emtza Bracha. You should stop at the middle. That's the reason of the Yesh Omrim. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So what's the reason for the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch? Continues the Mishnah Berurah. The Tama De'aka Maisa, the reason for the first opinion, the B'di'ebe Gam B'Musuf. B'di'ebe even by Musuf. In Mispal Yurchas Brachas. If he dive in the regular Shemona Esrei for Musuf, it doesn't matter Musuf, Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, doesn't make a difference. The Rakhosif Ba, and he just added in the line, V'nasa Lefenecha Chavosein between the Yom of a Korban Musuf. We will bring the Korban Musuf, Yotza, that's already enough to be Yotze, the Musuf Shemona Esrei. Kedisa, as we will see in Sif Dalet. Lekach Gam Lo Shak B'di'ebe Bracha Shokho, and therefore you see it is relevant to, these brachas are relevant even beyond So the Chol Brachas are relevant even on Shabbos and even by Musaf, because it doesn't detract from the Musaf. The Musaf is you have to mention the Karban. Even if you don't mention the specific Karban, that comes up in Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which you probably didn't get to yet in the Rosh Hashanah share. Comes up in Shulchan Aruch. This is Machlokes, actually, I think, Mechaber Amor. But just mentioning that there is a Karban Musaf, even if you don't specify what it is, that's already enough to be Yotzei, and therefore the 18 Brachas is Shaykh. How do we pass? And so the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Hey tells us that he dealing is a suffix bracha levatala, according to the opinion that you have to stop in the middle. If you're in Musaf and you start at the chonin, you have to stop. So go bracha to Hashem chonin adas. According to the opinion, will be a bracha levatala, and therefore it's a suffix, and therefore even that we do not paskin like that, which would seem to be the majority opinion. Usually we paskin like the Stam. Here we go with the Yesh Omrim because of the suffix bracha levatala. Okay, Sif Gimel. Im Haya Sabur Shulchal. He thought it was Chal. V'hitcha died to the Chal, and he started the Chal Shemoneh Esrei. Umiyad kisha'amar tevas ata. And as soon as he said the word ata, he's about to say ata chonein. He says ata, but he remembers kodem shama chonein before he said the second word. Okay, now this is very interesting. In Shabbos, Friday night also starts Ata. Shabbos Mincha also starts Ata Echad Vishimcha Echad. Shachris does not. Shachris starts Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe. Okay, so Maariv and Mincha start also with Ata. Shachris does not. So he starts davening on Shabbos. He thinks it's Chol. He says Ata with intentions to say Ata Chonin Adam Das. He says the word Ata, and then he realizes before even the word Chonin that it's Shabbos. That's still called. However, the Hitzchah B'Shalchol, that's called starting B'Shalchol, the Gomer Osa Bracha, and he should finish the Bracha. Aval, but Im Haya Yodea Shu Shabbos. But if he really knew that it was Shabbos, okay, which is usually the case, Kashrut doesn't like this. Usually, we know very well Shabbos. So just, we're on automatic pilot. We're space cadets. And so the mouth just goes, the brain, I don't know where the brain is, the brain's sleeping, wherever the brain is. It's not that I'm thinking that it's really Tuesday. I gotta go to work. And I'm thinking Atachonin. That's like never what's going on. So he says, Avalim, Haya Yoder, he knows it's Shabbos. Vishalah b'kavana hitzchotevas ata. He started ata without kavana. Oh, it's Yom Chol. No, he just, because that's the way the mouth goes, because that's the usual Shemoneh Esrei, right? 90% of the time. Yeah. I feel him with feel the Shachris. So even if he's in Shachris of Shabbos, She'ena posachas ba'ata, which does not start with the word Ata. So Friday night and Shabbos Mincha, you could say, okay, the word Ata is not recognizable. He's starting Yom Chol. His brain was thinking Yom Chol, but it's not Nikir, so just go into the Shabbos. But at Shachris, it is Niker that, I mean, we'll see, it's not so Niker, but one could say that it's recognizable that his brain is an Atachoni, because there's no Ata at Shabbos Shachris. So he says, there ain't a Gomer Berchas Atachoni. Why? Because it's not recognizable as Atachoni. Because I could be thinking Ata Kidashta. I said Ata, it's the wrong thing. But you don't know if it's Atachoni, or which is weekday, or Ata Kidashta, which is Friday night, or Ata Echad, which is Mincha time. So therefore, chashvina leketah betul Shabbos ben zulazu. We view it as if he made a mistake from one Shabbos Shmona Esrei to the other, and there the rule is you're not going to, just because you started the wrong Shabbos Shmona Esrei, you don't finish the wrong Shabbos bracha. You shift gears and go into the proper one. So here, when you start the word Atta, even if it's Shachris, it's considered, we don't view it as if your brain was an Atta Chonen, but rather, because again, you're on automatic pilot, we view it as if your Atta is at Marav or Mincha. So Atta Echad, since you could go from Atta into a Shabbos Shmona Esrei, it's like being confused within the Shabbos Shmona Esreis. And when you're confused within the Shabbos Shmona Esreis, you do not finish the bracha, and you're certainly not going to say Atta Choni. Even by Arvis Mincha, Sheyachol Sayim Ba'Ata Kiddash Ba'Ata Echad. Okay, this is in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, where he's thinking it's a Yom Chol. I gotta go to work, it's a Yom Chol. I'm going to the Kol, it's a Yom Chol. Nikomakom. Kevan shekavanah, so how is it, tefilas chol? He only said the word Atta, but it's kavanah to Yom Chol. Mikri hitcha b'shachol. It's considered to have started b'shachol, even Friday night, even Shabbos Mincha, when the Shabbos Shmona Esrei also starts with Atta. And there he has to finish Birkas Atta Chone. However, Hamagid Avram cholek alav. Hamagid Avram disagrees. Usvirei de davka betfilas shachris. Only by shachris. She'ena matkav tevas ata umin kabedimuro. It is recognizable. Shehu l'shem chol. His brain was thinking chol. His mouth is saying ata, which fitting in with his brain is chol. But when it comes to Arvis or Mincha, since it's not recognizable in his dibur, kevadol mincha bediburo lo mikra deze hitzcha b'shalchol, and he should say ata kidashta or ata echad, and it's not just the opinion of the Magen Avraham, v'chein das haprima gadim v'aderech hachayim, and that seems to be the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that when you are really thinking that it's Yom Chol, again, which is not what we do, that's not the normal situation, but if you really think it's Yom Chol, if you start the word Atta Chonen, you have to finish the bracha. If you just start Atta, if it's by Marav or Mincha, that also starts Atta, then that's a ma. If you start Atta Shachris, then everyone agrees, because you're thinking Yom Chol, you start Atta Shachris, it's not relevant, you started Atta Chon Adam Das, you have to finish that bracha. By Mariv and Mincha, where you were mamish thinking Yom Chol, again, which is not the normal case, and he said Atta, the Shulchan Aruch still thinks he has to finish Atta Chonim, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to pass like the other Poskin, the Magen Avraham, the Rechaim, the Prima Gadim, that since Atta is not recognizable at Marav and Mincha, that you made a mistake, you go straight into Atta Kidashta. You will not say Atta Choni. Only by Shachris, where it's Nikir. So the Maisa, if it's by Marav or Mincha, you're going to go straight into the Shabbos Shmona Esrei, because the word Atta is not enough, even though your brain was thinking Chol. But the more common case is the second half of the Shulchan Aruch, where he's on automatic pilot. So if he's on automatic pilot and he starts Atta Mishpat Sivkat on Zayin, Ratzamama Shenichsha Bilshono, he stumbled in his tongue Machmas Hergelo Dechol, because his mouth is used to saying what he says during the week. That's what I call automatic pilot. Avilon is carrying the shame Tfilas Chol. He wasn't thinking it's Chol. I'm going to daven Chol. I'm going to work. He wasn't thinking Chol. It's just, his brain wasn't thinking. He's just off and running. Lekach, therefore, lo chashvini lekitcha tfilas chol. So the word Atta is not considered to be starting at tfilas chol, even by Shachris, because we just say he mixed up the Shabbos Shmona Esrei. However, clarifies the Mishnah Berurah, v'davka im hitcha rak tevas Atta. That's only if he started the word Atta. But if he already said Atta Chonein Shemuchach Lushu L'Shem Chol, it's clear that he's headed into a Chol Shmona Esrei. Afagav Shirak Machmas Shenichshav L'Shono, even though it's not because his brain is thinking that it's Yom Chol, it's only because of the automatic pilot. Nevertheless, Gomer Kol Osa Bracha, he still has to finish the bracha of Atta Chonein. The Ayin B'Bir Halacha is a very large B'Bir Halacha. Diba Masla Shalom B'Kavana. And he has issues with this, but he does not overturn, at the end of the day, he does not overturn the psak, his own psak, in the Mishnah Berurah. He concludes on the next page with the Tzarachim. So, I didn't have a chance to. Dirshu doesn't comment on this. I didn't have a chance to look any further. I'll get back to you tomorrow. I'll try to double check. My impression is, and this is not so uncommon, that I shouldn't say it's not uncommon. It could happen, and it does happen. That he should finish the bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. The Beir Halacha doesn't love it, but he doesn't overturn the psak. He just concludes with the tzarchim. Now, could be he'll throw out the bracha levatala card. You know, I just don't think it's a bracha. I don't think it's a bracha levatala. Meaning, maybe my mussaf it's a bracha levatala. But we already said by a regular Shmoneh Esrei, he can daven 18 brachas of regular Shmoneh Esrei and Shabbos. It's not a bracha levatala. I don't think. Meaning, a tzarich Ian might overturn the psak of Mishnah Berurah if you're going to pull the bracha levatala card. So the tzarich Ian might overturn that psak. I'm not convinced you can do that here. I don't know. I have to look further into it. The Mishnah Berurah says, automatic pilot, he says atzachonin, he finishes the bracha, regardless of which of the three tefillahs that he's in. And Beir Halacha is not convincing. These are the tzarichim. So I have to get back to you on the bottom line. Okay, and the reason again that Atta is not enough to say he's in Chol, even by Shachris, where it doesn't start with Atta, is because he could just be confused between the two, and that's what the Ramah is kind of pointing out. That Reyachulom Atta Gidash or Atta Echad. If he says Atta Gidash or Atta Echad, Shachris, which is not what he's supposed to say, Yismach Moshe, so then he would just switch over from he started Mariv by mistake, so he goes into Shachris. Started Mincha, he goes into Shachris. He's not going to finish the bracha over there. And therefore, even though he said Atta, we don't say it's recognizable that he started a Chol Shmoneh Esrei. It could be because it could be he said a Friday night Shmoneh Esrei. It could be he said a Shabbos Mincha Shmoneh Esrei. It's not Nikar with just the word Atta, and therefore he continues to do what he's supposed to do with Yismach Moshe. Mashenkim, it says Atta Chonin. Sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that he would finish the bracha even if he was on automatic pilot. We'll continue tomorrow.